Death has taken place for redemption. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are certain sins against the 10th commandment which you don't hear too often, even though people are committing them very often and you rarely hear them confessed. One of them which we have talked about is envy, that is, when we desire another person's goods, which is different from jealousy, which is one has a good that you don't want other people to have. And one of these things that you see is that people actually desire the goods of other people. They'll see them and say, I wish I had that, or I wish I had this. Now, it's one thing to want a better state in life for you and for your spouse or things of this sort. It's another to desire another person's goods as a result of it. A disordered desire for wealth. Sometimes people want to be so rich that they never have to work again. Another sin against the 10th commandment is when businesses or professions or professionals who hope for unfavorable circumstances for others so that they may personally profit from it. So one of the sins sometimes against the 10th commandment is when people desire to see things go down, or they'll even maybe manipulate the situation so that another person loses money or things of this sort so that they can actually obtain something from it. Another sin against the 10th commandment is spiritual envy. This is when someone is envious of someone's success at the particular job they might have or something of that sort, or they're envious at the person's talents, or even their temporal or spiritual goods. For example, if they have a virtuous wife or if they have a good family life. So people very often who are envious at another person's family life will try and seek defect in the other person's family life in order to make themselves feel better because of their desire for the good that this other person possesses. If they can convince themselves that they don't have that good, then they can feel better about themselves. It is a sin against the Holy Ghost, this spiritual envy, because it is ultimately up to the will of God to give people as He sees fit, not only in the temporal order, but in the spiritual order. That is, God gives different people different graces and different amounts of grace based upon what He intends for the person's life. Another sin that is connected to spiritual envy is when a person harbors insatisfaction at what one has been given by God. In other words, the person wants more spiritually than has been given to them by God, when we should be satisfied with what we have. Not that we shouldn't petition God for more spiritual goods in order that we may lead a holier life, but we have to be careful in recognizing the fact that God desires and intends a different level in heaven and different spiritual goods for different people. Another sin against the 10th commandment is when someone does something in order to block the good of another person so that it may not be known. And this is sometimes done by calumny, that is, when somebody says something that's false, or by detraction, and particularly of older past sins which may not apply anymore to the person. And this is done because a person may be envious of what the other person has. So in this sin, the person doesn't want the glory of God ultimately to be manifest through the virtues and perfections of other people. So be careful about these things, examine your conscience, and if you are guilty of them, be sure you bring them up in confession. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.